It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, Utah, where today the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Salt Lake Bees for the 30th and final time this year. These two teams have been playing each other so frequently this season. It's unbelievable, and it has been almost a dead heat. Through 29 games, Salt Lake has won 15, and Tacoma has won 14. So the Rainiers need a victory today to get a split of the whole 30-game series with the Los Angeles Angels AAA affiliate. On the mound for the Rainiers today, right-hander Darren McCacken. McCacken 8-6 with a 4.55 ERA. He started the first game of the series against Salt Lake, and that was on Tuesday, and he's coming back to face them again today. I've been told that he's probably going to have a shorter outing today, as they have a lot of relievers they want to get work for today. And McCacken has, he's third in the league in innings pitched. He's pitched a lot this year, so he may have a shorter outing today. He'll be opposed by Jansen Junk, the Federal Way native, who has reached the big leagues with the Angels. And this year he has split time between AAA and the majors. In 10 starts for Salt Lake, he's 1-3 with a 3.86 ERA, a Junk out of Decatur High School in Federal Way and Seattle U. This is also the same pitching matchup we had on opening night to start the season at Cheney Stadium. McCacken for Tacoma and Junk for Salt Lake, and that's the pitching matchup for the 30th and final meeting of the year between the two teams as well. Rainiers will be back home on Tuesday. Hope to see you at the ballpark this week. Only 12 home games left, including the six with Sacramento that start on Tuesday night. But first, the Rainiers want to finish off this road trip with a victory. The Rainiers are 3-2 in this series here in Salt Lake City, looking to win the series on the road with a victory today. Well, every Sunday on the pregame show, we visit with manager Tim Fedorovich. We'll do that right after these messages.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Rainiers fans. What are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Tim Fedorovich. Tim, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Hey, we're here in Salt Lake City. Beautiful day on a Sunday afternoon. This is a place you have been a lot this year. The Rainiers wrapping up their fourth visit to Salt Lake City this year. The 30th and final game between Tacoma and Salt Lake this season. It's crazy that the schedule came out this way. What's it like facing the same team so much in one season?
You know, it's tough. Kind of feel like we spent the whole summer here. But it is tough, but it's also there's some advantages to it. I mean, you see their pitchers over and over. As our pitchers, you see their hitters over and over, so you kind of know you have some history with them. I know one of their guys, Dylan Thomas, we even faced in Sugarland, so I know he's probably tired of facing us as well. But, it's definitely a grind, especially the way the schedules are built out these days.
And, you know, they're also a Mariners division rival, being with the Angels. Does that kind of impact the games at all?
Not really. Maybe a little bit. You want to stop them?
Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, maybe a little bit. But not so much. I mean, we faced one of their pitchers last night in Lorenzen, and the guy's coming down today in Junk. So, I mean, in some cases, maybe we have a little bit of advantage because we can go up and see those guys again in the big leagues.
Your starting pitcher today, Darren McCacken, it's just unbelievable to me. He's making his eighth start this year against Salt Lake. It's his 24th start overall. A third of his games have been against the Bees. And, you know, that familiarity, I guess, can work to your advantage, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, or you can also try to do a little bit too much or try to get away from your plan a little bit. But D-Mac's been good facing these guys. I mean, in elevation here, it's your stuff doesn't move the same, but he's still able to make the adjustment he needs to just to stay in the zone.
With Tacoma Rainiers manager Tim Fedorovich. Tim, a couple of your hitters have made some real improvements in their contact rates recently. Guys who are, you know, on the Mariners' radar, of course, on the 40-man roster, and Taylor Trammell and Jared Kelnick. They've really cut back on strikeouts recently. What's happening here? Is this something that's been a focus?
Yeah, I mean, for both of them, they're just kind of they're back into the rhythm, playing every day. Trammell, especially with the injuries, you know, he's back there, he's having fun. You know, he's getting consistent ABs at the top of the lineup, and he's been a great staple for us up there. He's always ready to hit, getting on base, and kind of starting the lineup up for us. And Kale's kind of the same thing. I mean, he's been in the four hole basically every time since he's been back, and he's been one of our more consistent hitters with runners in scoring position. And it's really good to see that he's cutting down the strikeouts. He's definitely seeing the ball a little bit better. So we hope that they can build off that and continue the next month the same way.
Another guy who's showing some progress recently just by being healthy and being out there for most of the games is Evan White. How is he progressing in your eyes?
Yeah, he looks great. I mean, you can tell he's excited to be back playing too. I mean, it's been a long road for him, just on and off the IL and just getting back to the rehab. But his swing's definitely starting to take place. He's had a couple hard hit line drives last night, and he's been swinging consistently for us. So I'm excited to see him too. And then just see him over at first base is something special.
Yeah, he's made a few great plays already. Tim, thanks a lot for the visit. Good luck today, and we'll talk to you next Sunday in Tacoma.
Yep, no problem.
That's Tim Fedorovich, manager of the Rainiers. I'll be back with the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Tacoma Public Utilities is celebrating TPU Night at the Rainiers this month in honor of over 400 employees who have reached significant milestones, from 10 years to 45 years of service in their career at the utility. TPU Night at the Rainiers supports the TPU Senior Assistance Fund, which provides one-time grants to qualifying seniors in our community who experience unexpected hardship causing challenges in making their utility payments. The Tacoma Rainiers joins TPU in celebrating their employees. Congratulations, TPU honorees. When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First, for the visiting Tacoma Rainiers, who have 56 wins and 66 losses on the season, the Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Leading off for Tacoma, playing center field, is Forrest Wall. Batting second, the designated hitter, Jonathan Villar. Hitting third, second baseman, Abraham Toro. In the cleanup spot, the right fielder, Jared Kelnick. Batting fifth and doing the catching is Luis Torrens. Hitting sixth is third baseman Eric Mejia. Batting seventh, the shortstop Mason McCoy. Hitting eighth is first baseman Drew Ellis. And batting ninth for the Rainiers and playing left field is Derek Hill. On the mound, Darren McCacken. McCacken's 8-6 with a 4.55 ERA. The Salt Lake Bees are 57-65 this season. They're the Angels AAA club. Their manager is Lou Marzin. Salt Lake's going to lead off with Kian Wong. Wong is the designated hitter. Batting second is center fielder Dylan Thomas. Hitting third, the second baseman Michael Stefanik. In the cleanup spot playing right field is Orlando Martinez. Jake Gatewood bats fifth. He is at first base. Hitting sixth, the shortstop Jake Palabaki. Batting seventh and playing third base is Jose Gomez. Hitting eighth, the left fielder Torrey Hunter Jr. And batting ninth and doing the catching is Anthony Mulrine. On the mound for the Bees, right-hander Jansen Junk. He's 1-3 with a 3.86 ERA. Umpires today behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is the crew chief Randy Rosenberg. At first base is Robert Nunez, and over at third it's David Martinez. Tecoma and Salt Lake in the final game of this six-game series. The Red Ears will win the series if they get a victory today, and they'll also tie themselves for third place in the division with Salt Lake if they can get a victory today. Should be a good one this afternoon under the sunshine here in Salt Lake City. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of today's game right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tecoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Baseball's future is here on MILB-TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB-TV. Baseball's future is here.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters,
free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Well, good afternoon and welcome once again to Tacoma Right Ears Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, where we are ready to begin. Jansen Junk has finished his warm-up tosses. And the Salt Lake Bees pitcher, who is local to Tacoma, being from Federal Way and a product of Decatur High School and then Seattle U, now facing the Raiders here on this Sunday afternoon in Salt Lake City. Leading things off for Tacoma, Forrest Wall, left-hand batter. First pitch of the game is on its way, and it's a swing and a foul tip at the plate, and we have begun here at Smith's Ballpark. 85 degrees, our game time temperature, blue skies overhead, no breeze blowing at the moment. Sun just pouring down on the green grass here. Is now a swing and a miss by Wall at a high fastball, and count goes to no balls, two strikes on Forrest Wall. Now the 0-2 is coming. And this is swung on and grounded right up the middle and threw into center field. A base hit for Forrest Wall on the two-strike pitch. He singles up the middle, and the Red Ears have the leadoff man aboard here in the top of the first inning. Red Ears wear the road gray jerseys today, gray jerseys, gray pants. And Salt Lake's wearing some yellow jerseys we have not seen yet in this series, yellow jerseys with bees written across the front in black lettering. Jonathan Villar stands in the batter's box for the Red Ears. He had a huge game here last night. And the pitch to Villar is chopped to the left side, fielded at third by Gomez, goes to Palamaki at second for one, on to first, there's two, a double play. Villar grounds into a double play on the first pitch he sees today after going 4-for-4 yesterday, including a triple and a homer last night. So now Abraham Toro is the batter. And Toro will hit with two outs and no one on. In 15 games for the Red Ears, he's batting .236, .754 OPS. Switch hitter bats left. Junk's pitch is taken up high for a ball. Toro has been reaching base a lot, and he has reached base safely in 10 straight games. Was hitless last night, but he drew a walk and scored a run. 1-0 pitch, swung on and blooped behind third, foul, and it is going to land untouched. Jose Gomez, the third baseman, chasing after it, but he couldn't run it down. So one ball, one strike, the count to Toro. Toro in the lineup at second base today. Now the pitch is a little high for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Just underway here at Salt Lake City. A intimate gathering of baseball fans here for this one today. 2-1 pitch is a swing and a miss, 2-2. I think Sundays in Salt Lake City are the smallest crowds in the league. And there were over 10,000 here last night. 2-2 pitch to Toro is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down he goes, and Jansen Junk works a scoreless top of the first inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma nothing. Salt Lake coming to the plate.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
BECU.com.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at FredMeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Well, the Red Ears did not score in the top of the first inning, and now they take the field here for the bottom of the first, and the man on the mound is Darren McCacken with his 24th start of the year, eighth of which has come against Salt Lake. Just incredible that he has had so many starts against this opponent, but this is the 30th and final game of the year between the Red Ears and the Bees. The Red Ears playing 30 of their first 123 games of the season. Almost 25% of them have come against Salt Lake. But after today, we won't see these guys till next season. Kian Wong stands in, and McCacken's pitch is a fastball over for a strike. 0-1 the count. McCacken 8-6 with a 4.55 ERA. Fifth best earned run average in the league. 0-1 to Wong is hit in the air, foul on the third base side. Mejia chases it, but it's out of play. And then McCacken also ranks high in numerous other categories, including innings pitched, where he is third in the league with 128 2/3. He's also third in the league in strikeouts with 123. That's the highest strikeout total by a Tacoma pitcher since James Paxton in 2013. 0-2 pitch to Kian Wong. Swing and a miss, strike three, add another to the total. Kian Wong goes down swinging, and one man is out in the first inning. So McCacken gets the whiff to get things started. And now he'll face his former teammate from last year, Dylan Thomas, who has been with Salt Lake most of this season, although he had a brief interlude with Sugarland, as Tim Fedorovich mentioned in the pregame show, that happened to occur when the Rainiers were playing them. So the pitch to Thomas is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. And then Thomas also has been up with the Angels a couple of times this year for brief stints in the big leagues. Now the 0-1 pitch to Dylan Thomas, or DT as everyone calls him, is up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. McCacken now with the 1-1 pitch, and it is up high and inside for a ball, 2-1. Two-one offering from the righty, and it is swung on and popped up foul, third base side. Mejia over in foul ground, might have room, does have room, and he makes the catch, and that is the second out of the inning. Dylan Thomas fouls out to Mejia, the third baseman. So two outs. And now Michael Stefanik is the batter. Stefanik, right-hand hitter, batting .295, two homers, .777 OPS, and the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. No score, bottom of the first inning. And the next pitch is in there for a strike. How has McCacken done in his first seven starts against Salt Lake, you may ask? Well, he's 2-1 with a 4.15 ERA in 39 innings against the Bees. Here's a little blooper to the right side, and going back and making the catch nicely with his back to home plate is the first baseman, Drew Ellis. Nice play on the right side. And Darren McCacken works a three up, three down, bottom of the first. We go to the second. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
No score after one inning of play here in Salt Lake City, Utah. The Raiders and the Salt Lake Bees, AAA affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Jared Kaldick will start things off for the Raiders. He'll be followed by Luis Torrens and Eric Mejia. Kaldick, who's been swinging a really hot bat for an extended stretch, has cooled off a little bit the last 2 days, going 0-for-9. As the Bees have started to be able to get him to ground out a lot in the infield these last couple days. We'll see if that changes today. Here's the pitch from Jansen Junk to Kaldick, and it's a swing and a foul back. There's strike one. Kaldick is hitting 285 with a 902 OPS. And he's hit 14 homers plus 25 doubles. Here's the 0-1 pitch on the way from Jansen Junk, and it is swung on and looped out over the shortstop and into center field, a base hit, and Kaldick is on with a single here in the second inning. Soft liner to center, that'll work. Kaldick is on, and now Luis Torrens will be the batter. Torrens in his sixth game for Tacoma. Was off yesterday, played on Friday. He has 8 hits and 21 at-bats since joining the Rainiers. Torrens looks out towards Jansen Junk. There goes Kaldick. Pitches high. Throw down to second base is offline and into center field. And Kaldick, though, cannot advance an extra base. He slid hard and kind of awkwardly feet first into the bag and never got up. He still hasn't stood up. He's sitting there on the ground with his foot on the bag, and now he's being helped up by the shortstop. And Kaldick, I think, kind of banged up his he's okay, but I think he banged up his right shin a bit on that slide. And he gets the steal. Steals second base, his fifth steal as a Rainier this year, but couldn't take advantage of the throw going into center field. Here's the 1-0 now to Torrens, and it is taken for a strike. And the count's even, 1-1. So a man in scoring position for Luis Torrens. That steal by Kaldick was the Raiders' 155th. They continue to lead the league in that category. Torrens fouls one off. They really got off to a fast start stealing bases this year. At the beginning of the year, the offense just wasn't hitting much, and so to try to make up for that, the Raiders were running like wild on the base paths when they had base runners, and they also had the right group to do it, a lot of fast guys. So here's one outside for a ball, and the pace of base stealing has slowed down as the season has worn on, but the Raiders are still taking them every now and then, and still leading the league with 155 steals and have been caught 40 times. So they're running close to 80% on a success rate as Torrens fouls one off. Two balls, two strikes to the Tacoma catcher. Two pitch coming. And it is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Jansen Junk got him with a slider that was up high, and Torrens chased it. That's the second strikeout for Junk. And now Eric Mejia will bat, sitting 264 with 12 homers, 772 OPS. Now the pitch is a breaking ball that misses, ball one. Salt Lake really plays a lot of dramatic shifts on defense, and got one on for Mejia now. And he swings and fouls the next pitch off on the third base side. Counts one and one. So one ball, one strike to Mejia. Hit a double here last night to the opposite field. Now the pitch from Junk is a breaking ball high. He's been missing up with his off-speed stuff. A slider in particular. So two balls, one strike now to Mejia. And now Junk with his next pitch, and it is a swing and a foul back, a fastball that time. On the inside edge of the zone, Mejia fouled it off. So two balls, two strikes. Kelnick leads from second with one out, and the pitch is swung on and bounced towards first, and fielding it on a short hop is Gatewood, and he takes it to the bag himself to put out Mejia for the second out of the inning. Kelnick moves up. He is at third now with two outs. And Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy got a day off yesterday. Leads the team in games played with 100 on the dot, 101 now. And he's hitting 246 with 15 homers, 762 OPS. We'll see if he can get a two-out hit for the Raiders. Junk's pitch is taken on the outside edge for a called strike. Raiders are coming home. They'll be home on Tuesday. No game tomorrow. Tuesday, Raiders host Sacramento at Cheney Stadium. 7:05 first pitch. Here's a swing and a miss by McCoy. That's strike two. 0-2 the count. So McCoy behind in the count. Here comes the pitch. And it is outside for a ball. 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. And the pitch is a called strike three. McCoy goes down looking, and that wraps up the top of the second inning. Raiders get a leadoff hit and had a runner at second with no one out, but do not score. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We go to the bottom of the second inning. And Darren McCacken's on the mound. He retired the side in order in the first inning. Orlando Martinez is the leadoff man for the Bees this inning. Yeah, the first pitch to him is in there for a strike, going one the count. Now McCacken with the 0-1 pitch on its way, and this is hit in the air to right field. Kelnick moving towards the foul line, now going back, reaches out and makes the catch with a late adjustment. And there is the first out at the bottom of the second inning. Martinez flies out to right, and now Jake Gatewood will be the batter. Gatewood playing first base today. Can play anywhere pretty much, and he's hitting .234, 17 homers, .776 OPS. Right-hand batter with power, and he takes inside from McCacken. There's ball one. Red Ears won yesterday 10-4, their biggest offensive showing of this series. Red Ears had 13 hits. They hit a couple homers early in the game. Sears won outside to Gatewood as O'Keefe hit a solo shot and VR a two-run shot in the second inning, and the Red Ears were up 3-0. The rest of their runs all came on singles and doubles with one triple in there too. So the next pitch to Gatewood misses for a ball, 3-0. But a good all-around team offensive showing yesterday for the Red Ears. 3-0 to Gatewood is in for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. Three-one pitch, called a strike, and the count goes full, 3-2. Now, time called. Gatewood steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Three balls, two strikes. It was 3-0. Now the payoff pitch is swung on and tapped slowly to short. McCoy charges, has it, and throws to first in time for the out. And two men are gone at the bottom of the second inning. Gatewood retired on the grounder to the shortstop. And now Jake Palamaki will be the batter. Palamaki, switch hitter, hitting .322 in 63 games, two homers, .808 OPS. And the pitch from McCacken is a swing and a foul at the plate there, strike one. Palamaki, a high school teammate of the Rainiers, Taylor Trammell. Trammell not in the lineup today, just a regular day off for him. He was here before the game, just to give him a break. So now the 0-1 pitch is a called strike, 0-2 to Palamaki. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a foul tip on the first base side. Still no balls, two strikes. And the 0-2 is a little high with a fastball. 90-mile-per-hour heater from Darren McCacken. One ball, two strikes. And here's his next pitch, and it is high to a dill. Same pitch. Fastball up above the zone, and Palamaki's had two chances to strike out on that pitch, and he has not gone after it either time. Now the 2-2 from McCacken, who swung on and blooped behind third. Mejia back onto the outfield grass, and he makes the catch, and that is the final out of the inning. Nicely played by Eric Mejia. And that closes out the second. Three up, three down. McCacken is rolling right along. We head to the third. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We head to the third inning of play on this Sunday afternoon. Drew Ellis will start things off for Tacoma. He'll be followed by Derek Hill and Forrest Wall. Ellis stands in the batter's box facing Jansen Junk at a Decatur High School in Federal Way. And the pitch is up high for a ball. 1-0 to Ellis. Ellis hitting 217, 9 homers, 775 OPS. Now the 1-0 is up and away for a ball to Adil. Decatur High School. Best high school name in the area, the Decatur Gators. At least my opinion. Just swinging a foul back. 2-1 now to Ellis. So two balls and a strike to Drew Ellis. Junk into his motion and his pitch is swung on and fouled away. 2-2 now. Now the 2-2 is popped up, foul, first base side. Gatewood over by the dugout. He has room, and he overran it, and the ball fouls to the ground, and Drew Ellis stays alive. He gets a new life in the batter's box. That should have been an out. Gatewood overran it. He came to a complete stop, like he was positioned to catch it, and then he realized it was behind him. And don't think they're going to give him an error, although we'll double check that. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Junk went up the ladder and got Ellis, and Jansen Junk has his fourth strikeout. Now Derek Hill will be the batter. Note on Junk, he has not pitched a whole lot recently. His last start was exactly 1 week ago, and he went just 2 2/3 innings at Reno, allowing one run on a solo homer. So here's a pitch outside for a ball. And actually, that was a relief appearance. Prior to that, he'd been in the big leagues with the Angels for about a month, on and off the taxi squad. So now the 1-0 to Hill is in there for a strike. And he made a couple of starts for the Angels. One really good one in Kansas City where he tossed five scoreless innings and got a win. So now the 1-1 pitch in for a strike. That was back on July 27th. And then they brought him back to make another start August 4th against the A's. And in that one, he got shellacked and knocked out in the third, allowing six runs and 2 1/3. So one really good one, one really rough one. 1-2 pitch to Hill is outside for a ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Top of the third, no score. And the pitch is grounded foul on the third base side. Still 2-2. Breeze starting to blow out towards left field with a little bit to it. Another 2-2 pitch. Swung on, grounded up the middle, ranging left and fielding it is Palamaki, and he throws out Hill at first base. And that's the second out of the inning. Derek Hill grounds out to the shortstop. Two down, and now the lineup turns over, and Forrest Wall will bat for his second time. Wall led off the game with a base hit to center, but then the next batter hit the very next pitch for a double play ball. Wall 1-for-1, and he thinks about bunting for a hit, but takes up high for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 pitch is on its way, and it is in there for a called strike. 1-1 now. One pitch is high. Two balls, one strike to Wall. Two-one pitch, in for a called strike, and the count's even 2-2. Junk throwing an off-speed pitch there to get a called strike. Here comes his 2-2 to Forrest Wall, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a curveball, and Junk has his fifth strikeout of the game, and he retires the side in order of the third inning. Three up, three down. We head to the bottom of the third. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ready for an MVP move? Using water wisely can lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Water early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. Weather-based irrigation systems can also reduce overwatering and save you time. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
We go to the bottom of the third, Tacoma and Salt Lake scoreless. And Darren McCackett on the mound. He'll face the 7, 8, and 9 hitters here in the bottom of the third inning. Jose Gomez, Torrey Hunter Jr., and Anthony Mulrine. So Gomez settles in, right-hand batter. And the pitch from McCacken is swung on, hit in the air to left field. Lining it up is Derek Hill, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the third inning. Jose Garcia flies out to left, and now Torrey Hunter Jr. will be the batter. Son of a major league star, Torrey Hunter Jr. Hitting .227 in 15 games for Salt Lake. He has spent most of this season with the Angels' double-A team. Hunter is 2-for-7 with a triple in this series. He can really run. As he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. The triple was, dare I say, kind of fun to watch. He was flying around the bases. 0-1 pitch on its way. And it is in there for a strike. 0-2 the count to Torrey Hunter Jr. So McCacken's ahead of the count, 0-2, and the pitch swung on, grounded to short. McCoy scoops it up, no time to waste. He throws to first in time for the out, gets Hunter, and that is out number two in the bottom of the third inning. McCacken has thrown four pitches and gotten two outs this inning. And now Anthony Mulrine, the catcher, comes up. Mulrine, 2-for-15 for Salt Lake since being promoted from the Angels' double-A team. And McCacken with his pitch. And it's inside for a ball, 1-0. Mulrine has made one previous appearance in this series. He caught Wednesday's game and was 1-for-4 with an RBI single. He swings and fouls one back now, and the count's even 1-1. One pitch is pulled towards third beyond the reach of Mejia, and it dribbles down the third baseline and kicks away from Derek Hill, and Mulrine is at second base and stops there as Hill eventually gets the ball back in. A weird batted ball that was kind of hit off the label of the bat and pulled down the third baseline with knuckling action on it, and it was just beyond the reach of Mejia, and then it rolled off into foul ground where the Rainiers bullpen is. Hit a little wall over there. It bounced away from Derek Hill, the left fielder who was chasing it. The Rainiers just appealed to first base to see if Mulrine missed first base. They're going to do it again now, properly this time, I guess. And they rule that he did indeed touch first base. So no such luck for the Raiders. They were hoping that maybe Mulrine had missed first base and would be called out on appeal. Well, it's a two-out double for Anthony Mulrine. And now Kian Wong is the batter. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Wong, 275 hitter. Up here with two outs and a runner in scoring position. Now the 1-0 on its way, and it's a swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. Now the 1-1 pitch yanked down the right field line, foul into the B's bullpen. That was foul by maybe a yard. 1-2 the count to Kian Wong. So one ball, two strikes, runner at second, two outs in the third inning. Darren McCacken pitching with a man on base for the first time today. And here's his 1-2 pitch, and it is up high for a ball. Snap throw to second by Torrens, but back in safely is Mulrine. It was a fastball up high and a set play, a pickoff after the pitch, but Mulrine was able to get back. Two balls, two strikes. And McCacken's pitch is swung on and bounced past the mound, charged and fielded by McCoy, who then tosses it with the glove to first base to get the out. How did he just do that? He never took it out of his glove with his throwing hand. He just motioned his left arm as if he was throwing the ball with his glove, and he released it accurately to the first baseman, Ellis, who made the put out. And that wraps up the bottom of the third inning. No runs for Salt Lake on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the fourth inning of play. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We go to the fourth inning of play here at Smith's Ballpark. Sports Center type of highlight turned in by Mason McCoy in the bottom of the third inning. Throwing the ball with his glove. Probably 60 feet accurately to get the batter at first base. Never used his throwing hand. His first pitch to Jonathan Villar in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Yeah, the next pitch is on its way, and this is inside for a ball, 1-1. Steve, the Salt Lake broadcaster, popped his head in between innings to remind me that I had forgotten this. You know, the famous, yeah, you may have seen this highlight. It's a famous blooper reel from Major League Baseball. Here's one in for a strike to VR of Mark Burley fielding a grounder and throwing the ball while it's inside of his glove, throwing the entire glove to the first baseman with the baseball in it. As here's one up and in to VR. And, that's a blooper you've probably seen or you can find on the internet pretty easily. The batter who hit that ball and was thrown out by Burley with the mitt throw to first base was Lou Marzin, who's the Salt Lake manager. He was up at the big leagues and hit that ball and part of blooper reel history. Full count now to VR. And the payoff is up and in. That's ball four. Leadoff walk. Jansen Junk issues his first walk of the game. VR draws the leadoff walk in the fourth. And now Abraham Toro is the batter. Toro struck out earlier. He's 0 for 1. Switch hitter bats left against Junk, who has 5 strikeouts already, and the pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 to Toro. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away. Counts even now, 1-1. Mariners will be underway shortly, taking on the Guardians. Home game for the M's, last one of the homestand. As they're going to have Robbie Ray on the mound this afternoon against Aaron Civale for Cleveland. Mariners are off tomorrow, as are the Rainiers. What are the Puget Sound baseball fans going to do? Runner goes. There's a swing and catcher's interference called, maybe? Or no? Yes, catcher's interference is called. And the batter, Toro, is awarded first base. And now Lou Marzin wants an explanation from home plate umpire Randy Rosenberg. The runner was going on the pitch. Toro swung at it. As this was happening, the catcher, Mulrine, kind of moved forward in his crouch and reached out with his mitt because he wanted to be able to make a throw down to second base. And Toro's bat hit the mitt of the catcher. And Lou Marzin has convinced the plate ump of nothing. At first, I thought he was going to call a meeting and talk to the other two umpires, but no, he did not. He took a step or two towards the mound and put a new baseball in play instead. So catcher's interference is the ruling. Toro takes first. VR takes second. It goes in the books as an error on the B's. On their catcher, Mulrine. And no at bat for Toro. So two on, no one out, and here's Jared Kelnick, and he takes ball one. Also, Salt Lake has begun some bullpen activity. They have left-hander Grant Dayton warming up in the bullpen. Now the 1-0 to Kelnick is up and in for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Here comes the 2-0, and it is fouled back, and the count goes to 2-1. So two balls, one strike to Jared Keldick. And now Junk steps off the rubber for a moment, and Keldick steps out of the batter's box, and everyone's going to pause for a moment. Two and one the count. Runners with their leads, and the pitch is a swing and a miss at a breaking ball that was up high. That high slider that Junk's been throwing a lot of today, and Keldick went after it, even though it stayed up above the zone. So the count's even, two and two. Next pitch coming, and it is swung on and fouled back to the screen. Still two balls, two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. Next pitch, inside ball three, a curve that Keldick was able to stay off of. Full count, three balls, two strikes now. Keldick has the Red Deer's last hit, his leadoff single in the second inning. Two on, no one out. Full count, three balls, two strikes to the Red Deer's right fielder. And pitcher Jansen Junk is set. The runners take off. The 3-2 pitch is a called strike three on the inside edge, and Keldick has been rung up by the automated ball strike system, and that ball just barely scraped the inside corner of the strike zone. And that is the first out in the fourth inning. Double steal, though, as there was no throw by the catcher, so VR steals third, and Toro steals second. VR with his fourth steal and Toro his third as Rainiers. So two men in scoring position with one out. Infield drawn in, and the pitch to Luis Torrens is fouled off. There's strike one. Torrens struck out earlier. Now here comes the 0-1 pitch from Junk. And it is swung on, hit high in the sky to left field. It's got some carry to it. Hunter's back on the track, and he makes the catch. Tagging at third is VR. He's going to score. Tagging at second and advancing to third is Toro. It's a sacrifice fly for Luis Torrens. And that is the first run of the game. Right here's lead it 1-0. Luis Torrens with a sacrifice fly to left field. And that's going to be the last batter that Jansen Junk faces today. Eric Mejia is coming to the plate. And Lou Marzin, the Salt Lake Bees manager, is on his way to the mound. And he's going to officially make the call to the bullpen and bring in left-hander Grant Dayton. So we've got a break in the action. And we'll take a break at our broadcast with two outs in the top of the fourth inning. A runner at third base. Our score, Tacoma 1, Salt Lake nothing.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Rainier's up 1-0. We're at the top of the fourth inning, and Tacoma has a runner at third base with two outs and Eric Mejia coming to the plate. Grant Dayton, the new Salt Lake pitcher, lefty, on to face Eric Mejia, who turns around and bats right-handed, and Dayton's first pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Dayton is in his 29th appearance for Salt Lake. No record of 6.04 ERA. He pitched here on Thursday. Kalnick homered off him. But then after that, he went an inning and a third without any further damage. So he throws inside now to Mejia. One ball, one strike. Yeah, the next pitch, swing and a foul back. 1-2 the count. So one ball, two strikes to Mejia. Two outs, runner at third. Rainier's looking for a clutch hit here. The pitch is swung on and fouled back. Still one ball, two strikes. Jansen Junk went 3 2/3, allowed two hits, one run unearned, but responsible for the man on now. Although he would be unearned too if he scored. Junk walked one, struck out six. Now the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Mejia, and Dayton comes in and gets his man. Right here, settle for one run in the fourth inning without a hit. There was an error and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is Tacoma 1, Salt Lake nothing.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
Rainier's up 1-0 over Salt Lake as we now go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Darren McCacken on the mound. He'll face Dylan Thomas, Michael Stefanik, and Orlando Martinez in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch to Dylan Thomas, and it is over the outside edge for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Next delivery. In there for a strike. 0-2. So McCacken promptly gets ahead of the count on Dylan Thomas. We're going to take a look at what happened around the league last night. This will be interesting today. What often is in this league. So here's one down low. We'll start with the ordinary. Sacramento shut out Reno 6-0 yesterday. Wei Chi Wong with 5 scoreless innings and 3 relievers combined on a 2-hit shutout for the Rivercats as Thomas fouls one off. So that meant that second place Las Vegas was positioned to gain a game on first place Reno, and they did. They won and pulled within 7 games of first place with 28 to go. So here's a called strike 3. Down goes Dylan Thomas, and one man is out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Darren McCacken with his second strikeout. And now Michael Stefanik will be the batter. So, yeah, Vegas, they calmly won a game to pick up one in the standings. They just had an ordinary run-of-the-mill 15-14 victory over Sugarland, in which they overcame a 6-run deficit in the bottom of the ninth inning. That's it. So here's a strike to Stefanik. This game basically didn't begin until the seventh. Vegas had an 8-3 lead after 6 innings. Pop-up foul out of play. And in the top of the seventh, Sugarland scored 6 runs. They went up 9-8. Then, in the eighth inning, they scored 5 more runs. They were up 14-8. They did not add any insurance runs in the top of the ninth, which proved to be their undoing. 0-2 to Stefanik is up high for a ball, 1-2. Vegas scored 7 runs in the bottom of the ninth inning. It all started with one out. They got a couple men on, and Mickey McDonald hit a 2-run double. So here's a grounder to short. That's fielded by McCoy. Throw to first. In time for the out. Stefanik is retired. 2 away for Orlando Martinez. So McDonald hit a 2-run double, made it 14-10. And then Jordan Diaz, new player for Vegas, up from AA. This kid apparently can really hit from what I've read. He hit an RBI double, part of a 4-for-6 game for him. Matt Davidson, the veteran, hit an RBI double. That made it 14-12. Sugarland got the second out at that point, as here's a strike to Martinez. But then they proceeded to load the bases for Cody Thomas, who hit a 3-run double to win it for Vegas, 15-14. 7 runs in the bottom of the ninth. So there's one high to Martinez. Now McCacken with a 1-1 pitch. And it's a swing and a miss. There's strike 2. 2 outs, no one on in the fourth. And the pitch is a swing and a foul tip. And got a piece of Torrens. Kind of hopping around a little bit, but he's all right. Vegas did most of that damage in the bottom of the ninth inning, the 7-run rally, against Sugarland's very tough reliever, Enoli Paredes. Had great numbers. Now the 1-2 pitch up and away for a ball to Martinez. 2-2 the count. Now the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, popped up into shallow right. Back is Toro, in is Kelnick. Kelnick calls him off, and the right fielder makes the catch. Martinez is out, and that does it for the Bees at the bottom of the fourth inning. 3 up, 3 down. Darren McCacken just cruising along. We go to the fifth. It is Tequila 1, Salt Lake nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards wait at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
It's 1-0. Tacoma leads Salt Lake. We go to the fifth inning of play. Salt Lake has brought in a new pitcher, left-hander Kenny Rosenberg, in from the bullpen, replacing Grant Dayton, who faced just the one batter to wrap up the fourth inning, striking out Mejia. So Rosenberg is in. He has not pitched in a while. He's been on the IL with the shoulder problems. Just activated yesterday and returning to action today. And here's his first pitch to Mason McCoy, and it's swung on and lined into left field, and that's a base hit, and McCoy is on with a single, and the Red Deers have their first hit since the second inning, a leadoff base hit for Mason McCoy. And now Drew Ellis is the batter. Rosenberg has not pitched in a Triple-A game since he started on the 3rd of July at Cheney Stadium. And the Rainiers handed him a loss that day. Rosenberg now with the pitch to Ellis, up and away for a ball. He did not get injured in that start against Tacoma. Apparently he hurt his shoulder lifting weight. And missed a month and a half. He's had a couple rehab outings in the rookie league and then rejoined Salt Lake, and here he is. And his pitch to Drew Ellis is pulled down the left field line. That's a base hit, possibly more. McCoy's digging for third, and in at second with a double is Drew Ellis. The Red Deers with back-to-back hits to start the fifth inning, and runners are at second and third with nobody out. McCoy with a single, Ellis with a double. Alice's ninth double for Tacoma. 21st in the PCL this year because he had a dozen doubles while he was with Reno in the first couple months of the season. So runners at second and third, nobody out. Derek Hill at the plate, and the Bees bring the infield in. Here's the pitch, and it is bunted foul, first base set. Safety squeeze was on there as McCoy did not break towards the plate. He waited to see if Hill made contact. Right here's with bullpen action. We were told pregame McCacken was going to have a brief outing today. He's tossed 4 scoreless and looks like he's done. Now time called. Hill steps out of the batter's box for a moment. And the 0-1 pitch to Derek Hill. And it is a swing and a miss. Counts 0-2. So Kenny Rosenberg on the hill for Salt Lake. Our home plate umpire is Randy Rosenberg. 0-2 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? No. 1-2. Don't know if these two Rosenbergs are related or not, but we are using the automated ball strike system, so that should eliminate any foul play. Here's the 1-2 on its way to Tarik Hill. And it's a swing and a miss there. Strike three, an off-speed pitch. Got him. And that is the first out in the fifth inning. So Rosenberg gets a strikeout, and now Forrest Wall is the batter. Rosenberg, when healthy early in the year, was putting up numbers for Salt Lake. 2.64 ERA in 9 starts. 44 and a third innings, allowed only 30 hits, had 45 strikeouts, 17 walks. Pitch to Forrest Wall is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now here's his 0-1 pitch on its way to Forrest Wall. And it's a swing and a miss, strike two. Rosenberg's had a few big league outings this year, including his best at Seattle on June 19th. Tossed 4 2/3 scoreless innings of two-hit ball against the Mariners that day. 0-2, the count to Forrest Wall. Down the line from third is McCoy. Ellis leads from second. And now time called by the umpire. He's saying it is a pitch clock violation on Rosenberg. So that is ball one. One ball, two strikes. No more standing around doing nothing in this game. Here's the 1-2 now. And it is in the dirt and blocked nicely by Mulrein. Two balls, two strikes. So an even count, two balls, two strikes, runners at second and third. Only one out, infield drawn in, and the pitch to Forrest Wall is a swing and a tapper foul off of his right foot. And Wall's going to have to walk that off. Still two balls, two strikes. Wall back in the batter's box now. Now the pitch is inside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. So full count, 3-2. And the payoff is reached for and looped out into left, but it's going to carry to Hunter, who makes the catch. Tagging at third is McCoy. He's going for it, and the throw is cut off. McCoy scores a sacrifice fly off the bat of Forrest Wall, and the Red Ears make it a 2-0 lead here in the top of the fifth inning. Ellis had to hold at second base during all that. Red Ears scoring both of their runs so far in this game on sacrifice flies. Now Jonathan Villar will hit. He has walked and hit into a double play, so 0-for-1 today. Scored a run after walking. Switch hitter bats right. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 on its way, and it is ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Yeah, the 2-0 coming. And time called. VR calling timeout. Now here's the 2-0 pitch, and it is fouled back, and the count goes to 2-1. Ellis at second, two away. Two balls, one strike to VR, and the pitch is a called strike. Rosenberg going to the fastball there, hitting the outside edge. Two balls, two strikes. And the next pitch is inside, and VR has worked a full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch, swing and a foul back. VR fouling off what would have been ball four. Pitch that was up and away. So again, 3-2, but first Molrine, the catcher, wants to have a quick word with Rosenberg. And they have a meeting, pretty brief one. Molrine already on his way back behind the plate. VR back in the batter's box. Three balls, two strikes. Rutter at second with two outs in the top of the fifth inning. Payoff pitch is swung on and fouled away by VR. It's hanging in there. Still three balls, two strikes. And once again, the 3-2 is on its way, and it is fouled off again by Jonathan VR, this time down the right field line. So that is, this next pitch is going to be the ninth pitch of the plate appearance. Rosenberg fires, and it is fouled off. Will hit double digits. Still three balls, two strikes to Jonathan VR. Ellis, the runner at second. No one else on base, so Ellis not moving on all of these 3-2 pitches, and he's probably thankful for that, seeing how VR has fouled off four of them so far. The 3-2 again is swung on and hit into the gap in right center field. That's going to shoot through and go all the way to the fence. Ellis scores from second base, and VR slowed down to go into second, and then Dylan Thomas had trouble picking up the ball, so VR takes an extra base and ends up at third. 3-0 Rainiers as Jonathan VR doubles to right center and takes third on what I assume is going to be an error on Dylan Thomas, but we'll make sure on that first. Big two-out hit there. And now Abraham Toro is the batter. Runner at third with two outs. And the pitch to Toro is taken down and in for a ball. Oh, they gave VR a triple, no error. VR with a big lead at third, and now the 1-0 to Toro is a swing and a miss. And the count goes to 1-1. Now Rosenberg, who's had to throw a lot of pitches this inning, with a 1-1, and it is taken up high for a ball. 2-1. Two-one pitch, bounced up the middle, fielded by the second baseman, Stefanik, and his throw to first is just in time for the out on a close play, and the inning is over. But the Red Ears get a couple of runs here in the top of the fifth inning on three hits. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. We're halfway through it. Tacoma 3, Salt Lake nothing.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Red Ears lead 3-0. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. And the Red Ears have a new pitcher in Taylor Williams on in relief. Darren McCackett pitched four scoreless innings of one hit ball. No walks, two strikeouts. Manager Tim Fedorovich said to me before the game that it was going to be a shorter outing for McCackett today. They may have left him in an inning longer than they planned. He was just cruising along, getting easy outs. Retired 12 of the 13 batters he faced. New pitcher is Taylor Williams. And his pitch to Jake Gatewood is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Williams 1-0 with a 1.35 ERA and 12 appearances for Tacoma. He's really thrown well since joining the Rainiers. Now the 0-1 pitch is hit in the air to left field. Coming in on it is Hill, and he gets there and makes the catch. And one man is out at the bottom of the fifth inning. Williams gets Gatewood to fly out to shallow left field. And now Jake Palamaki will be the batter. In the Eastern Division of this league, yesterday Oklahoma City built a 3.5 game lead over El Paso by holding on for a 9-8 victory over the Chihuahuas. Sears went in for a strike. That was a wild back-and-forth game. Oklahoma City had a 4-0 lead early. El Paso tied it in the fifth when the former Rainier Luis Liberato hit a grand slam, his 18th homer of the year. It's the 0-1 to Palamaki's inside for a ball. El Paso took the lead. They were up 5-4 at this stretch, but then Oklahoma City scored five in the bottom of the seventh inning with Miguel Vargas hitting a three-run homer during that rally. Now a swing and a miss. Strike two. And Oklahoma City took a 9-5 lead into the ninth, and El Paso scored three runs and had men on base when the final out was recorded, and Oklahoma City hung on for the 9-8 win. One ball, two strikes to Palamaki. One One out, bottom of the fifth inning. And Taylor Williams is ready. Here's his pitch. And it's swung on, bounced to the right side, fielded by Drew Ellis. Flip it to Williams, covering first in time for the out. And two men are gone at the bottom of the fifth inning. Jose Gomez now the batter. Gomez flied out to left field earlier. 0 for 1. Now the pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. Well, in the last homestand, the Red Ears played Albuquerque, and they had the Gig Harbor native, Michael Tolia, on their team. He had just been promoted to AAA. He had a big series against the Rainiers. 1-0 pitch to Gomez, in for a strike. He is still swinging it. Last night against Round Rock, Tolia hit three homers. 3 for 3 with three homers and four runs batted in. Has 30 homers this year now between AA and AAA. So here's a foul tip by Gomez. Hit 23 before getting promoted with the Rockies AA team, and then 7 since joining Albuquerque. His batting average in his first 16 games with the Isotopes is .344. And he's got 17 runs batted in. 1-2 pitch to Gomez, swung on and chopped foul. So Tolia hit three home runs for the Isotopes yesterday. You might think that they won that game. Nope, it wasn't even close. They got mauled 18-7 by the Round Rock Express. 1-2 pitch is driven towards left center. That struck well. Long run for Forrest Wall into the gap. He can't get it. It takes a bounce and goes over the fence. That's an automatic double for Jose Gomez. It bounced on the warning track and went up and over the fence. So Jose Gomez with a long double, and he's in scoring position with two outs. Torrey Hunter will be the next hitter. Hunter grounded out earlier, 0 for 1 today. And the pitch is a swing and a foul at the plate. There's strike one. So in the East, Oklahoma City's in first. El Paso 3.5 games back, and Round Rock 4 games back. Round Rock's heating up. They've won 4 in a row. 0-1 pitch is swung on and hit foul on the first base side, and that's strike two. And Taylor Williams ahead of the count, 0-2. Taylor appears to be frustrated about that double he just allowed to Gomez, a ball that was really hit hard. I think he was unhappy with where that pitch went. So he's ahead of Hunter. No balls, two strikes. And Williams with his pitch, and it is a swing and a foul back on a 95-mile-per-hour fastball. Still 0-2. Three nothing Rainiers, bottom of the fifth inning. And the runner goes to third. The pitch is outside, and a light toss to third by Torrens, but not in time. Gomez steals third base. His first stolen base at the AAA level. One ball, two strikes to Torrey Hunter Jr. Now Williams is set. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it is a check swing. He went. That is strike three. Down goes Hunter, and that closes out the bottom of the fifth inning. Williams with his first strikeout. No runs for Salt Lake. They had a hit There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Salt Lake nothing.
Sports are easy to disagree on. Let's see what happens when sports talk hosts talk about something they agree on.
Hold on. I'm saying drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Well, I disagree. I think drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Come on, man. Wait, I think we're saying the same thing.
Oh, so what do we do now?
Everyone agrees that drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2020 and May 2021. Potential savings will vary.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Did you get the Clement Horizon clean last night? I don't want another barnacle incident. Where's Ivan?
Kiki's head of docking operations just jumped ship.
What do you mean he's sailing around the world?
She needs a new marina manager to help keep her head above water.
Yeah, the tide's perfect, but we are slammed.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Three nothing, the Red Ears with the lead over the Salt Lake Bees. And we go to the sixth inning of play. Jared Kelnick, Luis Torrens, and Eric Mejia do up this inning against Kenny Rosenberg, who the Red Ears scored two runs against last inning. Kelnick heads to the plate now, 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. He is just now approaching the plate to get things started here at the top of the sixth inning. Action in the Bees bullpen. They have a left-hander throwing, as do the Rainiers in their bullpen. So both teams with bullpen action going on. Here's Kelnick, and the first pitch to him is swung on and fouled away. That is strike one. Next offering, swing and a miss, strike two. Kelnick's behind in the count. Next pitch coming from Rosenberg, and it is a check swing. Did he go? No, says the third base umpire on appeal. Next pitch is inside for a ball. Two pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Kelnick has struck out twice today. That's something he just has not been doing, but today a couple of whiffs, one looking and now one swinging. And one man is out of the sixth. Luis Torrens had a sack fly earlier, 0-for-1 with an RBI. And the first pitch is an off-speed pitch that catches the outside edge for a called strike. Yeah, the 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Right here, scored a run in the fourth on a walk, a catcher's interference, a double steal, and a sack fly that Torrens hit. So there's ball one. And then they got two runs last inning on hits. McCoy single, Drew Ellis doubled. Now the 1-2 to Torrens is outside for a ball. Forrest Wall hit a sack fly to make it 2-0, and then VR tripled in a run. Two-two pitch coming to Luis Torrens, and it is outside for a ball. Full count, 3-2. And the payoff pitch is in there for a called strike three. Torrens goes down looking, and two men are out. Eric Mejia is 0 for 2 with a ground out and a strikeout. And Rosenberg's pitch is taken inside for a ball. What an 0. First pitch breaking ball there. Looks like Brian Moran is warming up in the Salt Lake bullpen. Now a swing and a foul back by Mejia. Now here comes the 1-1 from Rosenberg, and it is swung on and looped out into shallow center. Racing in, reaching down, and unable to get it is Thomas. And aboard at first base with a single is Mejia. Nice effort by Thomas. He came up just short. Mejia ends up with a base hit. Mason McCoy will hit. Bees took out Stefanik at the top of this inning. We're just getting caught up on the move now. Stefanik removed from the game. He'd been playing second. They moved the third baseman Gomez over to second base. Gatewood moved from first base to third base, and they brought in Chad Wallach off the bench. He is playing first base and batting in Stefanik's spot in the order. Rosenberg with a toss to first, and back in safely is Mejia. Runner at first, 2 outs. And the pitch to McCoy is a breaking ball up and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now here comes the 1-0 to McCoy. And it is swung on and popped up on the right side. The first baseman, Wallach, is called off by Gomez, the new second baseman who makes the catch on the outfield grass for the final out. McCoy is retired, and that does it for Tacoma at the top of the sixth inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors. One runner left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 3, Salt Lake nothing.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too.
Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Salt Lake nothing. And the Rainiers bring in a new pitcher to work the bottom of the sixth. It is the rehabilitating major leaguer Matthew Boyd. And Boyd on in relief of Taylor Williams. Williams worked one scoreless inning, allowing a hit and recording a strikeout. So Boyd in from the pen. He's thrown very well in his rehab assignment, allowing just two runs in seven innings with no walks and 12 strikeouts. He'll face Anthony Mulrein, Kian Wong, and Dylan Thomas. So Boyd, who is nearing the end of his rehab assignment. He's into his motion, and the pitch to Mulrein is breaking ball that misses, 1-0. The Major League rosters expand by two on September 1st, which is this coming Thursday. Here's a swing and a grounder to the left of the mound. McCoy picks it up and throws to first and gets Mulrein, and one man is out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Mulrein bounces out, and now Kian Wong will be the batter. It certainly seems like the Mariners and Boyd are targeting a September 1st activation off the injury list. Boyd with his pitch to Kian Wong, and it is taken at the knees for a strike. If that happens, the Mariners are in Detroit on September 1st, which is where Boyd spent his whole career until this year. Here's one down low to Wong. One ball, one strike. Boyd with a 1-1 pitch, and it is in for a called strike, 1-2. Boyd into his motion, the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got it with a breaking ball, and Wong strikes out, and two men are gone in the bottom of the sixth inning. Boyd making quick work of Kian Wong. And now Dylan Thomas will be the batter. Thomas has popped out and struck out so far. He's 0 for 2. Left versus left here. And Boyd's pitch is a fastball down low. Now the 1-0 swung on and fouled off. One and one the count to Dylan Thomas. Next pitch is outside, and that is ball two. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two. Two balls, two strikes. Thomas goes for a little walk around the batter's box. And the pitch misses for a ball, and the count goes full, 3-2. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Boyd got him with a breaking ball, and down goes Dylan Thomas. Matthew Boyd sets down the side in order with a couple of strikeouts here at the bottom of the sixth inning. Three up, three down. We head to the 7th. It's Tacoma 3, Salt Lake nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
On we go to the seventh inning. Rainiers continue to hold this 3-0 lead over Salt Lake. New pitcher for the Bees, it is left-hander Brian Moran, former Rainier from long ago. He's on in relief of Kenny Rosenberg, who went two innings and allowed four hits and two runs, which were earned. No walks, three strikeouts. So Moran will face Drew Ellis. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Rainiers are already warming up their next pitcher in the bullpen, who's going to be Brennan Bernardino. So here's one down low to Ellis. One ball, one strike. Moran's next pitch is a swing and a foul back. Moran, the side armor, slow ball expert, having another solid year in AAA, 3-2 with a 3.29 ERA in 36 appearances, 47 strikeouts, only 11 walks in 41 innings. Gets strikeouts despite throwing around 85 miles per hour. Next pitch is popped up on the right side, and Gomez, the second baseman, makes the catch on the outfield grass, and one man is out at the top of the seventh inning. So Ellis pops up, and now Derek Hill will be the batter. Mariners game is underway. They are scoreless at the bottom of the second inning. M's leading the series against Cleveland 2-1, going for a series win. Series one down low for a ball to Hill. They had a chance to move into the top wild card position if they had won last night, but they did not. Three wild card spots, and only the top one is going to play at home in the playoffs. Series one in for a strike to Hill. So the wild card spots number two and number three are going to play an entire three-game series on the road. Series one outside. So the Mariners obviously would like to avoid that. Tampa Bay currently holds the top spot, but only by a half game over both Toronto and Seattle, who are tied in numbers two and three. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. The incredible Baltimore Orioles are the closest team to the wild card spots. First team out, if you will. Only a game and a half behind Toronto and Seattle. And that's all coming into today. So there's a foul by Hill. Still one ball, two strikes. And there are day games all across the majors today. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul back. Looks like Toronto's going to lose. The Angels are giving them the business again today. And Ohtani hit a homer, as did Trout. And Tampa Bay, it looks like they're going to win. They have a massive lead at Fenway. 2-2 to Hill. Grounded to the second baseman, Gomez. And he throws out Hill at first base. Two away in the top of the seventh inning. And now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Wall's one for two with a single, a sac fly, and an RBI. And the pitch is inside, and it hit him. Wall hit by the pitch. And it got him right in the back of the right leg, up high, back of the thigh. So Wall hit by the pitch. Wall dancing around at first, and Moran stepped off the rubber. Looked him back. Now a toss to first by Moran. And that's two disengagements from the rubber. Which means Moran can't make any more pickoff moves unless he gets the guy out. Otherwise, it's a balk. His pitch to VR is a big swing and a miss. There's strike one. There goes Wall. Pitches outside. Throw to second base is not in time. It was close, but Wall steals it. Forrest Wall with his team leading 36th steal of the season. As he closes in on 40. Now the next pitch from Moran is down low for a ball. One ball, two strikes to VR. Runner at second base with two outs in the seventh right here is up 3-0. And Moran's pitch is inside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Moran fans Jonathan VR, and that wraps up the top of the seventh inning. Right here is do not score. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. We go to the stretch. It's Tacoma 3, Salt Lake nothing.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy, At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Just had the 7th inning stretch here in Salt Lake City where the Tacoma Raiders lead the Salt Lake Bees 3-0. New pitcher for the Raiders. It is Brennan Bernardino. And his first pitch is to Chad Wallach, and he hits it in the air down the right field line, slicing foul. That'll go out of play. Strike one to Wallach, who is taking his first plate appearance of the game. He replaced Michael Stefanik in the 6th inning. Don't know why Stefanik left the game. Wallach hitting 201, 8 homers, 641 OPS. Normally a catcher playing first base in this instance. 0-1 pitch is a fastball called a strike, going 2. Bernardino's in his 14th appearance for Tacoma, 2-0 with a 2.60 ERA. Has struck out 22 and walked 6 in just 17 and a third innings. Been back and forth between the Mariners and Tacoma 3 times in the last month. His next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 3. Down goes Wallach, and one man is gone in the 7th. Bernardino is in relief of Matthew Boyd, who had another stellar outing. 3 up, 3 down with 2 strikeouts, striking out both of the left-handed batters that he faced. Now Bernardino works on a lefty and Orlando Martinez, and his first pitch is a slider over for a strike, 0-1 the count. Seventh inning, 3-0 Tacoma. 0-1 pitch fouled off third base side. Time for our Mariner Farm Report. Double-A Arkansas pitched a shutout last night against Tulsa, the Dodgers affiliate. Beat him 2-0 behind right-hander Stephen Kolek, who went 6 scoreless. 3 relievers combined to finish the 5-hit shutout. 0-2 to Martinez, misses for a ball. Also good pitching at Advanced Class A Everett. They beat Spokane 3-2, held Spokane to just 2 hits in the game. Jimmy Joyce went 7 innings, allowed 2 runs on 2 hits with 8 strikeouts. It's the Everett starter. They were actually down 2-0 at the stretch, and then they hit a couple homers, a 2-run shot by Dario Gomez to tie it. And then James Parker with the go-ahead solo shot for the Aqua Sox. Martinez fouled one off, 1-2 the count to Orlando Martinez. Bernardino ready, and the 1-2 pitch bounces up to the plate. That's a ball, 2-2. Low A Modesto lost last night to the San Jose Giants 6-5, although speedy outfielder Jonathan Classe hit an inside-the-park home run. His 11th homer of the year. I think it's his first inside-the-parker. 2-2 is lined and caught by the leaping Mason McCoy at shortstop, and there's the second out in the bottom of the 7th inning. Orlando Martinez lines out to short. Mason McCoy with a couple of web gems today. And now Jake Gatewood will be the batter.
Out.
And the pitch is inside, and did it hit him on the foot? Gatewood is acting like it did not. And he is going to continue his at bat. So that's just ball one down and in to Jake Gatewood. Gatewood is grounded to short and flied out to left. And a swing and a foul back, and the count goes even, one and one. Just to wrap up our Mariner Farm report, I'm contractually obligated to note that 19-year-old Modesto shortstop Axel Sanchez hit another homer yesterday. Axel keeps on swinging it. Can't wait for him to be right here. 1-1 pitch inside for a ball, 2-1. Now the 2-1 is hit in the air to right field, a high fly. Kelnick lining it up, drifting back a little bit, but has room to operate, and he makes the catch. And Gatewood is out, and that does it for Salt Lake in the seventh. Brennan Bernardino sets him down, 1-2-3. We go to the eighth. It is Tacoma 3, Salt Lake nothing.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Tacoma 3, Salt Lake nothing. That's our score as we head to the eighth inning. Both teams going to the bullpen frequently for short stints. Salt Lake brings in right-hander Oliver Ortega for the top of the eighth inning. He's one of their better relievers, 2-0 in 14 games with a 4.58 ERA. Has been in the majors quite a bit this season with the Angels. This is the pitcher Marcus Wilson hit his two-run homer against on Friday with two outs in the ninth. The only problem is that the Rangers were down by three when he hit it. Here's the pitch to Toro, and it is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. Toro's 0-2, reached on catcher's interference in the fourth inning. Now the pitch is in there for a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Now this pitch is inside for a ball. 2-1. As we get down in the into the late innings here, a few things on the line in this game. Here's one up high for a ball. A win today for the Red Ears would accomplish a few things. Wouldn't get them back into the pennant race or anything like that, but would definitely be a positive. As here's a drive to left. It's carrying. Back is Hunter at the track, at the fence, and it bounces high off the wall and is eventually picked up by Dylan Thomas. Toro is on his way to third, and he's in there with a long triple to left field. That ball hit the top of the padding on the left field fence, went high in the air, and then came down and hit the ground, and Dylan Thomas found the baseball, and Toro ends up with a triple. So the infield drawn in now for Salt Lake with a runner at third and Kelnick at the plate. And the pitch to Jared Kelnick misses down and in for a ball, 1-0. If the Red Ears win this game, they would pull into a tie for third place in the division standings. So here's one that misses to Kelnick, 2-0. If that were to happen, that would be the closest that the Red Ears have been since the third day of the season. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Kelnick. Yeah, April was rough, you may remember. If you skipped Rainier's baseball in April, in retrospect, that proved to be wise. The team was not good coming out of the gate. That's distant past now, as here's a strike to Kelnick. But the Rainier's got buried in last place immediately first week of the season and stayed there. Have climbed into fourth place a couple of times and then did so at the end of July and have held it fourth place since then. As here's a drive towards left, and this should drive in the run. Hunter makes the catch. Tagging at third is Toro. He will score. A sacrifice fly by Kelnick makes it 4-0 Rainiers. Jared Kelnick drives in the run. That's 52 runs batted in for him in 69 games for Tacoma. So 4-0 Rainiers, and now Luis Torrens is the bat. Torrens drove in a run with a sac fly in the fourth. Rainiers have three sacrifice flies in a 4-0 game. Pitch to Torrens is up high for a ball. Next pitch is outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. So a win today would put the Red Ears in a tie for third. A win today would also get them a split of the season series with Salt Lake. The 30-game season series, which wraps up today, as Torrens just took ball three. Now a swing and a bouncer, foul, third base side. Rainier's also trying to get back to 9 games under 500, which they have been there before fairly recently. Haven't been any closer to 500 than that. Wow, here's a drive to deep right center off the bat of Torrens. This is carrying, and it is well out of here. Luis Torrens launches one to right center field. A long solo homer, the Rainier's first home run of this game. Torrens with his first this year as a Red Ear, and it is now 5-0 Tacoma. Luis Torrens with a racket to right center. That is Tacoma's 170th home run of the year as a team. And the Red Ears with a 5-0 lead, and now Mejia is the batter, and he takes a strike. Eric Mejia is 1-for-3 today with a single. Oh, 1 pitch inside for a ball. 1-1 the count. And the next pitch is tapped foul, third base side. 1-2 to Mejia. Bees have action in the bullpen as Ortega is struggling a bit here, allowing a long triple to Toro, a sack fly to Kelnick, and then a long homer to Torrens. Now the 1-2 pitch to Mejia, and this is hit in the air to right field, but he did not get all of it. And the right fielder Martinez moves towards the foul line and makes the catch, and Mejia is out. Two men gone in the top of the eighth inning. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. Mejia told me he recently got traded. Not here, in the Dominican Winter League. He got traded to Estrellas, who he will be playing for this winter in his home country. Well, that's it for Oliver Ortega. He has been lifted by manager Lou Marzin of Salt Lake. They are going to the bullpen and bringing in a fresh arm to face Mason McCoy. We'll take a break for this pitching change. Two outs at the top of the eighth. It is Tacoma 5, Salt Lake nothing.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
It's the top of the eighth inning, and the Red Ears lead Salt Lake 5-0. Two outs, no one on base. Mason McCoy coming to the plate. Salt Lake has brought in the former Red Ears, Zach Weiss, from the bullpen, relieving Oliver Ortega, who went two-thirds of an inning and allowed two hits and two runs. No walks, no strikeouts. So Weiss takes over. And here's his first pitch to McCoy, and it's a slider for a called strike, 0-1. Weiss appearing in his 42nd game for Salt Lake, 2-3 with a 4.62 ERA. Rainier's up 5-0 in the eighth. They've scored twice this inning to add insurance runs. Now a swing and a miss by McCoy at a breaking ball. He's behind in the count, 0-2. Now the 0-2 pitch is coming, and it is inside for a ball. 1-2. Now Weiss is set. Here comes the 1-2 pitch on its way. And it is a tapped foul by McCoy. Still one ball, two strikes. One, two coming. And it is up high. 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. And Weiss with the pitch, and it is pulled to short. Backhand pickup by Palamaki. His throw to first is in time for the out. Wallach able to keep a foot on the bag, reaching out and grabbing that nearly errant throw by Palamaki. McCoy retired, and that wraps up the top of the eighth. Right here's at two runs on two hits. There were no errors and no one left on. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Tacoma 5, Salt Lake nothing.
It's called the Missouri Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning here in Salt Lake City, Utah. The Tacoma Rainiers leading 5-0. New pitcher for the Rainiers, Matt Cook, in from the bullpen, and he will face Jake Palamaki, Jose Gomez, and Torrey Hunter Jr. here in the bottom of the eighth. So Palamaki stands in. He's 0-for-2 with a pop-up and a ground out. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch from Cook. Swung on, grounded to first. That's handled by Ellis, and he feeds Cook, covering first base for the out. And one away on just two pitches. And now Jose Gomez will bat. Matt Cook's just had a great year for the Rainiers. 4-1, four saves in four attempts, 3.07 ERA. And in 29 and a third innings, he has struck out 37 and walked just 9 unintentionally. Here's the pitch now to Gomez, and it's taken in tight for a ball, 1-0. Orioles just lost. That's good news for the M's. Orioles' closest challenger in the wild card chase. Astros finally beat them, 3-1, to avoid getting swept at home by the O's. So there's a foul back by Gomez. Apparently, Justin Verlander left that game early. Possible injury situation, so something to keep an eye on. 1-1 pitch now to Jose Gomez, and it is in there for a strike. Count goes to 1-2. The Orioles starter today, Austin Voth out of the University of Washington. He allowed just one hit and one run in six innings and got charged with a loss. 1-2 to Gomez. Called strike three. What? It was not called a strike three. Little high, according to the automated system. Torres came out of his crouch to throw it around the infield. Everyone thought it was strike three. Gomez looked like he was ready to go to the dugout, and then nothing happened. The umpire called it a ball. So now the 2-2 pitch is swung on and bounced foul on the third base side. And the count remains even 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. And now Cook ready with his next pitch, and it is swung on, hit in the air to center field. Lining it up is Forrest Wall, and he barely has to move, and he makes the catch. And that's out number two in the bottom of the eighth. So Cook gets Jose Gomez to fly out to center. And now Torrey Hunter Jr. will be the batter. Hunter Jr. is 0 for 2 with a ground out and a strikeout. And the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. The 0-1 fouled away, strike two. No balls, two strikes to Torrey Hunter Jr. Now see if Cook can put him away. The 0-2 pitch is grounded down the first baseline. Fair ball, and Torrey Hunter has a hit, cutting it off and holding him to a single is Kelnick. A two-out single for Hunter, their first hit since the fifth inning and just their third of this game. So they have a man on for Anthony Mulrine. Mulrine's 1-for-2 with a double so far. Pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Oh, one pitch coming, and it is a swing and a miss. Strike two. No balls, two strikes, runner at first, two outs. The pitch is high and away, 1-2. Now the 1-2 is fouled off, still 1-2. In the ninth, the right here scheduled hitters are Drew Ellis, Derek Hill, and Forrest Wall. And Salt Lake is warming up the lefty Ryan Smith to pitch the ninth inning. Runner at first, two outs in the bottom of the eighth. Matt Cook ahead of Mulrine, one ball, two strikes. And his pitch is inside and it nicked him. Hit by the pitch, Mulrine will head down to first base. Taking second is Hunter. The Bees start to make a little noise here with two outs. This is the first time in the entire game that they have had two base runners simultaneously. Two on, two out for Kian Wong, who is their leadoff man and is 0-for-3 in this game. Left-handed batter. Cook with the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now Cook ready. Here comes the 0-1 pitch on its way to Kian Wong. And this is swung on and hit to the shortstop McCoy on one hop. He fields it, throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. Wong grounds out to shortstop, and that threat is put away. No runs on a hit. Two runners left on. We go to the ninth. It is Tacoma 5, Salt Lake nothing.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
We go to the ninth inning. It is Tacoma 5, Salt Lake nothing. And the Bees bring in a new pitcher, Ryan Smith, to work the top of the ninth. He'll face Drew Ellis, Derek Hill, and Forrest Wall. Zach Weiss, the former Rainier, faced just one batter after entering the game with two outs in the eighth and got McCoy to ground out. So Smith's first pitch to Drew Ellis is outside for a ball, 1-0. Ryan Smith, 1-6, 7.22 ERA. 1-0 pitch is swung on, popped up in the air. Foul, giving chase is Molrine in front of the first base dugout. He makes the catch, and Ellis fouls out, and that is the first out at the top of the ninth inning. And now Derek Hill will be the batter. Ems just took a 3-0 lead in the fifth on a 3-run homer by Dylan Moore. Derek Hill now the batter, 0-for-3 with two ground outs and a strikeout. And the pitch is a breaking ball over for a called strike. 0-1 the count to Hill. Forrest Wall on deck. Smith's 0-1. Swing and a foul. Strike two. In the bottom of the ninth, the Salt Lake hitters are Dylan Thomas, Chad Wallach, and Orlando Martinez. And the Rainiers are warming up Nick Ramirez in the bullpen. O-2 pitch coming to Derek Hill outside and high. 1-2. One-two pitch, swung on and hit the other way and threw into right field. A base hit for Derek Hill. He has his first hit of the game, and that's Tacoma's ninth hit of the afternoon. Derek Hill singles to right, and now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Wall's 1-for-3 with a single. Actually, he's 1-for-2 with a single. A sacrifice fly was hit by a pitch one time. And he takes a fastball for a strike. Rainiers with nine hits, and everybody in the lineup has exactly one. 0-1 pitch fouled at the plate. There's strike two. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Wall went after a bad ball. So that's the second out of the ninth inning. Ryan Smith gets the strikeout. And now Jonathan Villar is the hitter. Villar. One for four with a triple, a walk, a run scored, and an RBI. And the pitch is bounced foul, first base side. Reminder, the Red Deers will be home on Tuesday, 7:05 first pitch. Tacoma taking on Sacramento. Runner goes, pitch is swung on, hit in the air to right center. This is hanging up. And Martinez, the right fielder, moves over and makes the catch. VR is out. The inning is over. Red Deers do not score in the top of the ninth. They had a hit. They leave a runner stranded. They're going to hope that five runs is enough. We go to the bottom of the ninth. It's Tacoma 5, Salt Lake nothing.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await. At Exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It is Tacoma 5, Salt Lake nothing. Red Deers with a new pitcher to try to close it out. Nick Ramirez, the Red Deers closer, pitching in a non-save situation with a five-run lead. Ramirez 3-2 with 10 saves this year. 2.62 ERA. This is his 43rd appearance out of the Red Deers bullpen in 44 and two-thirds innings. He's allowed only 38 hits and 10 unintentional walks. He has struck out 40. Dylan Thomas is the first man up, left versus left here. And the pitch to Thomas is inside, and it hit him on the shoulder, and Thomas will head down to first base. Dylan Thomas plunked by a pitch for his 14th time this season. And he is on at first base. And now Chad Wallach will be the batter. Wallach has struck out in his only plate appearance today. Ramirez tries a pickoff move, and Thomas is back in standing up. Now another toss to first base, and Thomas is back in. Next pitch coming from Ramirez, and it is popped up in the home plate area. Back in foul ground goes Torrens. He has room, and he makes the catch. And Wallach is retired, fouling out to the catcher. One out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Rainiers move a step closer to victory and a step closer to a tie for third place in the division standings. Orlando Martinez now the batter. Left-hand hitter, 0 for 3 today. Rainiers lead 5-0, one out in the first. A runner is at first base, and Ramirez's pitch is inside into the backstop, and Thomas will take second on the wild pitch. So Ramirez missing up and in to Orlando Martinez. And now the catcher, Torrens, goes to the mound to talk to Nick Ramirez for a minute. Now Ramirez is ready. And the 1-0 pitch is outside and low for a ball, 2-0. Rainiers opened this series by pitching a shutout, 2-0 victory on Tuesday. Chance for another shutout today, but a man's in scoring position. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, and it's 2-1 to Martinez. Now here comes the 2-1 pitch. And it is swung on and tapped back to the mound. Ramirez has it. He'll go to first base, underhanding the ball to Drew Ellis for the second out of the inning. Thomas advances to third, but there are two down in the ninth. And the Rainiers are an out away from victory. Jake Gatewood is the hitter. Gatewood 0 for 3 in this game with a ground out and two flyouts. Rainiers have pitched more shutouts than any other Pacific Coast League team with 8. Pitch is swung on and nubbed in front of the plate. Picked up by the catcher, Torrens, throws to first for the out, and that's the ball game. The Rainiers pitch their second shutout of this series and ninth of the year. They shut out the Bees 5-0 here in Salt Lake. And Tacoma takes 4 out of 6 from the Bees in this series, moving into a third-place tie in the division standings with Salt Lake, as this is the closest the Rainiers have been in terms of placement in the standings to first place since the third day of the season. The Rainiers pull into a tie for third. They win it 5-0, the final score today over the Salt Lake Bees. We'll recap this game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
With our newest unlimited plan, everyone's welcome. Introducing Welcome Unlimited from Verizon for just $30 a line per month for 4 lines with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Our best priced unlimited plan ever.
Did he say $30?
Yep, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required. Unlimited 5G nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, and data usage only. Data roaming at 2G speeds.
O'Reilly. Improve your vehicle's gas mileage and power with Royal Purple Fuel Injector Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. And right now, buy 1 6-ounce bottle and get one free. Plus, earn double O rewards points with your purchase. Save money on gas and boost performance with Royal Purple Fuel Injector Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Rainiers win. They take down Salt Lake. 5-0 is the final score, and the Rainiers win the series on the road, 4-2. And this was the last game of the year between Tacoma and Salt Lake. 30 meetings between these two squads this season, and they end up splitting them. 15-15 is the Rainiers take the final game today, and end up pulling into a third-place tie in the Western Division standings of the PCL. So, good day for the Rainiers. They also pitched their league-leading ninth shutout. Darren McCacken made the start today, and McCacken, we knew was going to be on a short leash today, as manager Tim Fedorovich said before the game that, or he told me that it's going to be a shorter outing for McCacken just because he's pitched a lot this year, and they have a lot of relievers they wanted to get in to the game before the day off tomorrow. So McCacken went just 4 innings, and they were really good. He retired 12 of the 13 batters he faced, allowing just a two-out double in the third to the catcher, Anthony Mulrine. He didn't walk anyone. He struck out two, and just another very good outing from Darren McCacken. McCacken with four scoreless. Rainiers got a run for him in the top of the fourth inning. Jansen Junk, the Federal Way native, was on the mound for the Salt Lake Bees, and Junk walked the leadoff man in the fourth, VR, and then we had a catcher's interference as Abraham Toro took a swing at a pitch, and it hit Anthony Mulrine, the catcher's mitt, so that is catcher's interference, and the batter is awarded first base. So Toro went to first base, VR took second. They pulled off a double steal with one out, putting the runners at second and third. And then Luis Torrens hit a sacrifice fly to left field deep enough to score VR from third base. And the Rainiers were on the board. It was 1-0. In the fifth, the Rainiers got two more against reliever Kenny Rosenberg. Mason McCoy led off with a single to left field. And then Drew Ellis doubled to the left field line, putting runners in second and third with nobody out. After a strikeout, Forrest Wall got a run in with a sacrifice fly to left field, bringing in McCoy, making it 2-0. And then Jonathan Villar tripled to the gap in right center, scoring Drew Ellis from second base and giving Tacoma the 3-0 lead. It remained that way through the middle innings. The Rainiers going to the bullpen in the fifth, getting a scoreless fifth inning from Taylor Williams. A scoreless sixth inning from the rehabbing Matthew Boyd. A scoreless seventh inning from Brennan Bernardino. We went to the eighth. It was still 3-0, and the Rainiers tacked on some insurance runs against reliever Oliver Ortega. Abraham Toro led off with a triple off the left field fence. And then he scored on a sacrifice fly hit by Jared Kelnick to make it 4-0. At that point, three of the Rainiers' four runs in the game had scored on sacrifice flies. That would change because then the very next hitter, Luis Torrens, launched an opposite field home run to right center. Torrens driving one, hits first homer as a Rainier this year, and that made it 5-0 in the eighth inning. The shutout pitching continued. Matt Cook worked a scoreless bottom of the eighth inning, and Nick Ramirez did so in the bottom of the ninth. And the Rainiers shut him out and win today 5-0. Final totals for Tacoma, 5 runs on 9 hits, no errors. They left 6 on base. Salt Lake, no runs, 3 hits, 2 errors, and left 5 on base. Winning pitcher, the win went to Matthew Boyd. He's 1-1. The loss goes to Jansen Junk. He is 1-4. Time of the ball game, 2 hours, 35 minutes, and the attendance was 4,236. With the victory today, The Red Deers improved to 57-66 on the year. And Salt Lake falls to 57-66. Identical records for the two teams, who are now tied in third place in the Western Division standings. They're done with each other for this year. Salt Lake is on the move. I think they're going to El Paso, if I'm not mistaken. The Red Deers are coming home and taking on Sacramento in a six-game series that starts on Tuesday at 7.05 p.m. at Cheney Stadium. We'll see you out there. Red Deers win it 5-0. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Rainiers win. They shut out Salt Lake 5-0, the final score. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard now. Mariners trying to pitch a shutout. They lead Cleveland 3-0 going to the seventh inning in Seattle. Robbie Ray on the mound today working on a three-hit shutout. All the run scoring on Dylan Moore's three-run homer in the fifth. Mariners not only trying to pitch a shutout, they're trying to win that series and take three out of four from a very good Cleveland Guardians ball club. Some finals from the American League. Other wild card contenders, Tampa Bay walloped the Red Sox 12-4 today at Fenway as the Rays had 17 hits to support Corey Kluber, who picked up his ninth win. Isak Paredes hit two homers for Tampa, giving him 18 on the year. He reached base five times in the game. Angels beat Toronto. That's a help for the M's. The Angels win it 8-3 at Toronto and finish a sweep of Toronto. They had homers from everyone. Kurt Suzuki in his fourth. Mike Trout is 28th. Luis Renifo is 10th. Shohei Ohtani is 28th of the year. Angels win easily at Toronto. Also in the American League, the Houston Astros defeat the Baltimore Orioles 3-1. Avoid being swept at home by the hard-charging Orioles. 3-1 the final there. Alex Bregman hit his 20th homer. Justin Verlander left the game with an apparent injury. No further update available, at least not to me, at this time. Also in the AL, some games in progress. The Tigers lead Texas 9-5 in the ninth inning at Texas. And the Oakland A's hold a 4-1 lead over the Yankees in the fifth inning in Oakland. Interleague play today. The Arizona Diamondbacks edged the White Sox 3-2 in Chicago. Stone Garrett, who leads the Pacific Coast League in home runs, hit his first major league home run today for the Arizona Diamondbacks as a part of their victory. The San Diego Padres are trailing Kansas City 12-6 at the bottom of the eighth inning in Kansas City, despite two homers from Manny Machado today. And also, the Minnesota Twins were 8-3 winners over the San Francisco Giants in a game that wrapped up in Minneapolis. National League scores now. Dodgers defeat the Marlins 8-1. Mookie Betts at a leadoff homer, his 31st homer of the year, and the Dodgers led all the way. Brewers defeat the Cubbies 9-7 in Milwaukee. That game just went final. It was the Washington Nationals getting a win from a starting pitcher for the first time in 43 games. They beat the Reds 3-2. Patrick Corbin went six innings and allowed one earned run and got the victory. Pirates hit three triples and shut out the Phillies 5-0 to end a seven-game losing streak. Roasny Contreras tossed five scoreless innings. And the Rockies played the Mets in New York today. Ramon Marquez versus Max Scherzer, real pitcher's duel. And Marquez and the Rockies won it 1-0 over Scherzer and the Mets. And finally, the Atlanta Braves are taking on St. Louis. And where did that score go? Oh, that's Sunday Night Baseball. There we go. That's why I can't find it. The Braves and the Cardinals are Sunday Night Baseball. They get started in a little more than an hour. Wainwright against Odorizzi. All right, that's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here at Salt Lake City, Rainiers win 5-0. We'll be back with more after this.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, the Red Ears win. They shut out Salt Lake 5-0, the final score. And Tacoma has a good series here, taking 4 out of 6, pulling into a third-place tie. And for Tacoma, another shutout, their 9th of the year. Darren McCacken went 4 innings, and then 1 inning apiece from Taylor Williams, Matthew Boyd, Brennan Bernardino, Matt Cook, and Nick Ramirez. They combined on a 3-hitter, and Tacoma takes it 5-0 and pulls into a third-place tie in the division standings. It's also the 30th and final game between Tacoma and Salt Lake this year, and 30 is a lot of games against one opponent. It's ridiculous. This was game number 123 for the Red Ears on the year, 30 against one team, almost 25%. But it's over now. The Raiders are done with the Bees. And what did we learn in the 30 games? I guess nothing, because the Raiders went 15-15 against the Salt Lake Bees. We split the 30 games. I mean, come on. Split the 30 games with the Salt Lake Bees. And I guess that's why the two teams are tied in third place right now in the Western Division standings. PCL scores. One other day game today. Sacramento leads Reno 5-2. They're in the 7th inning in Sacramento. The other games are at night. El Paso at Oklahoma City, Round Rock at Albuquerque, and Sugar Land is at Las Vegas. We're off tomorrow, and we'll be back with you on Tuesday. Tuesday's game is at home against Sacramento at 7:05 p.m. Pre-game show will start at 6:55. Don't have any starting pitchers listed yet for Tuesday, but we'll have that for you at some point before the game starts on Tuesday. So, yeah, that's our next game, Tuesday, 7:05 p.m. Only 12 home games remain at Cheney this year, so make it out to the ballpark if you can. Opportunities are starting to become limited. Well, that'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, Utah. Once again, our final score today, Tacoma Raiders 5, Salt Lake Bees 0. Have a great afternoon.